take my mind, my body, and my soul. And if it had not been for Jesus, I don't know where I would be. So many times I wanted to give up and call it quits, but you were right there with me.
Sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, January the 26th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for and of the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace and tranquility. The waters of noon. No boundaries, no barriers. All one, all thinking as one. All acting as one on behalf of life and existing. That is Allah and Allah. So, Yahushua says, behold, I stand. Now, further on that word stand, it means to make firm, to fix and establish, to cause a person or thing to keep his or its place. Well, sisters and brothers, the poor working class masses of the people, the oppressed masses, the mankind, the human family, our mission is to rule this creation on behalf of the Most High and for the benefit of every human being. What has happened? The wicked ruling class and families have Yaqubed us, Jacobed us, Jamesed us, and overthrown us off of our position. We are the might, the power, the glory of the Most High. In Amharic, Ethiopia, you say, Haile I, Selassie I. These words, Haile Selassie, mean might, power, and glory of the Holy Trinity. So when the Bible, Psalm 8, mankind made lower than the angels, crowned with the glory of the Most High, given power to rule over everything, the whole of creation put under the foot of the human being. Hebrews chapter 1 picks it up, says the same thing, says of mankind, made lower than the angels, crowned with the glory of the Most High and given the power and authority to rule the whole of creation. What has happened? We have been overthrown out of our place by the wicked ruling class and families. We have continued to give them our power. We have continued to give them our energy. We have continued to give them our spirit, mind, body, and soul. Yahushua is here to take that back and put us back on our throne, put us back in our place of rulership, that we may rule on behalf of the Most High, Yahweh, meaning existing and living and propagating life for the whole of the human family. So to keep us in our place, really to put us back into our place, stand against the establishment, stand against the wicked, stand against the institutions and the governments that have overthrown us out of our position, and then keep us there as we obey Yahweh, Yahuwah, as we live Yahushua. Further, it means to stand, to be kept intact, of family, a kingdom, to escape in safety. Now, we are they to whom the Most High has promised the kingdom. James, is it chapter 2? We had it in the Sunday school lesson where it talks about how the poor are chosen by the Most High. Sisters and brothers, we need to preach the scripture. See, the scripture is for the poor working class masses of the people. The scripture is to be preached to the oppressed masses. These sisters and brothers who have been destroyed spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Why would the Most High, through James, the usurper, the supplanter, tell the poor that the poor are chosen? Why? Because it's the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed, the fatherless, the widows who have been destroyed night and day. The poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed have been robbed of our power, robbed of our authority. The word kingdom in the European Greek language is feminine. And this teaches us from the ancient African Kemet, African Hebrews, that the ruler must rule with the bend toward the feminine, because the feminine, ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness, the feminine, aset, that first black woman of Egypt, Kemet, in the Egyptian African Kemet creation narrative, the woman represents justice. The woman represents truth, justice, and righteousness. The throne of the ruler represents the woman, not that you sit on the woman, denigrate the woman, but that seat symbolizing the woman, symbolizing equal rights and justice. The seat is four sides. The seat that you sit on, the two legs, and the earth make up four sides. Four is the number of preparation and foundation and building. You need four corners to build. We're building human beings. We're building new institutions. We're building new forms of government that are based on how the Most High governs the universe. So the ruler must rule with an eye towards the feminine and towards the babies and the children, and must rule in truth, justice, and righteousness, whether that ruler is male or female. So this kingdom word is so full of definition, so full of life, so full of reality. So the poor don't have the kingdom. The poor, the oppressed, don't have authority to rule our lives. The government, the institutions, the corporations, when they're ready to move you off of your land, they always have an excuse. They always make up a law to move you off of your land. They have all types of laws that they pass. Taking people's apartments, taking people's homes, taking people's land. I believe they use eminent domain, but I believe that eminent domain can be used by the people to preserve land, but we don't know that. They use the excuse. This is interesting. I just saw Prince Charles and his son, so-called, talking to us on behalf of wildlife on behalf of poor defenseless animals in Africa, talking about how we should unite and preserve the animals, and we should. But what are they covering up? Every place where they are going to rally the people to protect wildlife, I guarantee you there's resources, minerals, diamonds, gold, coltan, uranium, whatever. These wildlife preservation facilities in the boundaries, within the boundaries of these wildlife preservation corporations, you have resources. And you have mining corporations coming in and setting up mining corporations. Besides, the so-called black market of tropical animal flesh is facilitated by the same wicked powers that Prince Charles and his family helped to control. So, we see that the masses of the people are not in control of their lives. African people are not in control of their land, wealth, and resources. Asian people, people in Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific, in the Caribbean, in the United States of North America, in the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel, the masses of the people are not exercising control over our lives and over our territory, homes, land, wealth, resources, healthcare, education, not in control. So the Most High is choosing and has chosen the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and is giving them, us, the kingdom. The word kingdom, from memory, I'm going on my memory. The word kingdom is defined as not the actual territory itself, but the authority to rule the territory. So this teaches me, now I struggled with that definition some years ago, but I'm looking at that definition. And if we have the authority to rule, given to us by the Most High, but we don't have the territory to rule over, but the scripture is always teaching us that the Most High wants that we run the earth and run creation. The Most High wants that we exercise the reality that we are the crown glory of the Most High, crowned with the glory of the Most High, put in the earth realm to show forth the magnificent, brilliant power of the Most High exercising in our human flesh through our spirit, mind, body, and soul. But if we do not operate in that reality, we don't have control over the land, wealth, resources, our lives. So we must come together, coalesce together, convalesce together, aggregate ourselves together like the atoms and the protons and the neutrons and the electrons that are working together to produce life all over the universe, within every construct, facet of the universe. We must act in accord, act together, come together, live Yahushua, and we will be able to exercise our authority and have the kingdom and have the territory and escape in safety. Escape what? Escape the chains. Escape the afflictions. Escape the diseases. Escape the death, hell, and destruction of these systems and governments that are under the control of the House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and ruling families. How to escape when we come together, organize together, prepare the babies and the youth to overthrow these institutions and governments, systems that they, when they get into the seat of power, into the throne of power, will exercise in the way of Yahshua, Yahushua, in the way of Yahweh, Yahuwah. We must keep the family together, human family, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. None of us are free until all of us are free. Have love for the black, the brown, the red, the yellow, the white, the African, the Asian, the Middle Eastern, the Central and South American, the Mexican, the Australian, the New Zealand, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, the North American, the Canadian, the Israeli citizen, poor working class masses. We must see each other as family. Oppressed masses, we must see each other as family, because if we continue to be disconnected from each other, we will continue to see situations like the military of America, Israel, and Britain, made up of poor working class people going overseas, killing people. The same poor working class in the Middle East and in portions of Europe, these poor working class go to work for Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. The militaries of America, Britain, and Israel are under the same control and authority as those who control Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. Poor working class people all over the earth being taught that another poor working class person is the enemy. Kill that. No more of that. We must see each other as family. It says in more definitions here, to establish a thing, to cause to stand, to uphold, sustain the authority or force of anything. Now, I've been looking at Dr. Gabriel Oyibo. That is a master teacher, an African brother, Nigerian. You've heard me speak of him before. God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. He breaks down the function of the whole of the universe. And then he talks about how those scientists of today don't want us to believe in the Most High. But it almost doesn't matter in this sense. Watch this, sisters and brothers. Because whether you are religious and whether you are not religious, if you claim science, if you claim religion, we have nothing but the creation to study. We have nothing but the same creation to scientifically study and develop ideology and philosophy. So you break down the functions of the universe. The Bible and the Quran give forth the same scientific breakdown that you hear from Stephen Hawking, that you hear from the Asian brother, Makaya Okochu, I forget his name. He's on WBAI, KPFA, Pacifica Radio. But these are they who choose to not believe, quote unquote, in God, in goddess, in the spirit world. But when you describe the waves, the nature of waves in the universe, when you describe the functions of the universe, when you describe atoms, when you describe particles, when you describe protons, neutrons, and electrons, we're describing the same creation in the Bible. When you research the definitions of the words in Genesis describing creation, in Psalms describing creation, in other places describing creation, it's the same scientific description. But if you do not study the definitions of the word, then we don't know. Now, who or what is the power behind the universe? Who or what is that entity that is the causative factor? See, the first law of science is cause and effect. And so the quantum physics and quantum mechanics and string theory and theory of relativity All of these are studies in the effects. What do the scientists call that cause, that causative factor? Brother Dr. Oyibo says they call that entity the power. You may hear the word force. Well, that's the same description of in the religious community. We use the word God or goddess, or we may use the word spirit, but we're describing the same reality. Why the fight? Why the argument? Why are the two communities in a fight against each other? We are uniting science and religion. We are uniting the descriptions and the definitions. We are coming from the African concept and reality. African Ethiopian, African Kemet, African Hebrew. We see life as one and oneness. And whether you use the word power or force, or whether you use the word God or goddess, we are both talking about that power and force that is the cause of all that we study in the universe. So, uphold and sustain the authority or force of anything. Tell the scientists. Tell they who call themselves atheists and claim science that the same science that they claim was taught by the ancient Africans. So we know where it came from. And that same science is in Genesis, Holy Bible. That same science is in Psalm. What is it? Psalm 19 and other various places that describe creation. That same science, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, string theory, theory of relativity, you find that same science of creation in the etymological root words of Christos, which is where we get our word Christ. And Christ is the Atum that rises up out of Ptah, the mind of Ptah, that puts the whole of creation together. Nothing was created in the universe without Christ. That description is the same description that we see for the Atum that the Greeks called Atum. And we as Adam, male and female, are also Atum, made up of atoms and particles put together for the propagation of existing and life. So Yahushua sustains the authority or the force, the authority of the Most High and the force and power of the Most High, that cause behind all of the effects that we study. And we who have been robbed of our authority and force and power because we have been disconnected from the Most High and disconnected from creation because of the squabble and fight between the religious community and the scientific community. And when you study the definitions of the words in Bible, Quran, and the scientific texts, we're looking at the same reality. So, further definitions. To weigh, to set or place in a balance. So the balance is the scale of justice, the scale of righteousness, the scale of truth, that Ma'at, that black woman, Ma'at goddess, the woman representing the scales of justice and truth and righteousness, and that the heart must be as light as a feather or lighter than the feather, then we know we are doing all we can to operate on truth, justice, and righteousness. This is what Yahushua is upholding, Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness, to weigh money to one. Because in early times, before the introduction of coinage, the metals used to be weighed. So you weigh the metals to delineate how much this individual should be paid for labor or in a business transaction. Well, this means that Yahushua is against the governments of the earth, most of them, against the institutions of the earth, most of them, against the corporations of the earth, most of them, against the financial institutions of the earth, most of them, because most of them rob the people, rape the people, kill and destroy the people, facilitate warfare and bloodshed, and never pay you and I what we are worth. Did you not hear that the Senate, was it the Senate? Let me go to democracy now right quickly. Where is it? That the Senate Republicans block the restoration of jobless benefits. See, this is what Yahushua opposes. We always analyze it. We want to teach the babies and the youth how to critically analyze the system. These multinational corporations, these institutions, financial, educational, religious, and governmental, conspire together to take from the American citizenry living wage jobs. Take these living wage jobs overseas. Take the means of production overseas. Force sisters and brothers, men and women, boys and girls in the so-called third world nations, Africa, Middle East, Asia, Central, South America, Mexico, to build our products for pennies, dollar a day, less than a dollar a day. Now you have masses of people in America unemployed because the jobs were purposefully taken from us. Now you put in place jobless benefits so that the people don't just die in the streets. We would rather every human being on the planet have access to living wage job, living wage income. Dr. King talked about this, a guaranteed living wage income for all. That's the desire. But in lieu of that, don't take away the jobless benefits, the benefits that go to those who have been robbed of jobs. You see, they always point the finger at the poor and the oppressed. They always say to us, you are undeserving of that which the Most High has said we are deserving of. Squeeze the people. Take their jobs. Squeeze from the people. Take their education. Squeeze the people. Take their healthcare. Squeeze the people. Take those programs from the people that are put in place so that you don't have people just dying in the street. Well, Yahushua is against that, and I'm against it because I love Yahushua, and I am seeking night and day to see and study Yahushua with every fiber of my being. Pay the human being what the human being has earned. Every human being has a right to a living wage job, has a right to health care, has a right to education. And no human being should be denied that right. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.